I know you guys have been going at it for quite a bit there with the development camps and all the other stuff and rookie camps, but day one of main training camp is always a little bit different, always a bit unique. What did it feel like out there today with so many new faces?
Well, I said last year at this time, I'm absolutely blessed to be a part of this and seeing the guys function out here. They did a phenomenal job day one, both with their assignments and the tempo. So you feel very proud to be a part of it. And it's just exciting to be back on the sanctuary. Off-season activities are off-season activities, but being back on the football field is truly exciting.
How did you think Giles looked today?
You know, I thought he looked pretty good. I made a couple mistakes, but that's day one. But in terms of his reads, he was pretty good from what we saw on the field. We'll analyze the film. Mechanically, I thought he was pretty good. The defense made some plays, and the good thing about it is that he got him out early. He reacted positively and moved on.
This is new for you as a head coach, though, and that's determining your number one quarterback. Yeah. Is it? Do you feel it's already different?
It is different, obviously. Going in last year, we knew that there was no question that Ricky was the starting quarterback, and now we're trying to replace him. We're excited about the opportunity to be able to analyze that way. That'll help in our growth and development as well in terms of being able to truly assess what the quarterback is doing and how he's progressing through training camp.
Fred didn't go today, but yes. I know he's coming off his third surgery, yes. But how healthy is he?
Fred is healthy. It is one of those things where we don't want to rush him back too fast. Sat down yesterday, we devised a plan in terms of progressively getting him back out here. We know he's ready to go physically, but the thing is that he didn't have the opportunity to condition as he would if he didn't have the procedures done. So we can't be trying to win the Grey Cup on day one of training camp. We need to be patient and make certain our protocol is correct in terms of getting him back the right way.
Have you ever encountered an athlete that's gone through something like that and actually come back and perform at a high level?
I have the utmost respect for Fred and how he's handled the situation, his pain threshold, his mental attitude about it. I've never seen him pouting. He's never whined. He's never complained. He's fighting us this morning about wanting to get on the field, but we have to be smart and let him see that he's worked too hard. He's endured too much to screw it up by trying to get back on the field too soon.
Kids, you can't win the Grey Cup, but is it too early to start talking about it?
But we need to start talking first and foremost about making certain we have the right chemistry and establish the right environment in training camp. We have an awful long ways to go before we can even say and think about that at that event.
I know we've already talked about quarterbacks, but guys, a guy like Nichols, do you see this guy in the future and a big role?
Absolutely. If we didn't feel that he had an opportunity to have a future here or in the CFL, we probably would have cut it bait already. He is an absolutely phenomenal athlete, a very patient athlete, a very intelligent young man. He has all the intangibles that a quarterback needs to have, and we feel that he's going to be a guy that will factor into this before it's all said and done.
When do you want to have the quarterback issue resolved so you don't get kept asking the same questions? But you don't have to make an announcement, a public announcement, but in your head, is there a certain time frame when you think, okay, I want to know who it is at this point?
Yes, absolutely, because it is not fair to the guys to not know who's the guy. We have to also start to divide the reps equally and fairly when it comes to the starting quarterback. He needs to start getting reps as soon as possible in camp so he can develop the chemistry with the receivers, develop the idiosyncrasies he need with the running backs, and understand how the offensive line blocks. So I have a date in mind, and it's not going to be long.
So can you tell us what?
No.
How was Gizmo out there today?
He was excited. Gizmo is always a ball of energy for a 50-year-old, and very excited to have him. And it was one of those things where we want to bring as many Eskimos back as possible so that the guys can see their passion still for this franchise. And they also have a lot to share with the players, and not just on the field, but off the field. Hopefully they can be mentors to the guys as well. And Gizmo is a guy that's on the wall. He's one of those people that we talked about that we need to go. We have to get him out of that yellow shirt, but other than that, he's going to be a positive addition in this training camp.
When they see his conditioning, too. those guys must be. You catch him making comments?
Yeah, the comment is, what lab did he go to? What lab did he come out of? No, the guy's in phenomenal shape, and I think he's going to probably die that way in phenomenal shape. He takes care of his body, and that's very important for the young guys to see as well. In a very long season, your body and your mind are your most important tools, and those guys are going to have to learn to take care of their body, and what better example than Gizmo. I need that example as well.